welcome back. And we have Pam from Lumen Photon. Pam, we have, of course, a number of different configurations of the Lumen Photon pads, all the way from small pads that will cover your eyes to boots to large pads that will cover your whole spine. They're amazing. And the thing is, you don't need to buy new supplies. As long as you keep the pads and protect the wires and don't treat them roughly, the Lumen lights literally will penetrate through 12 inches of human tissue, bone, ligament, muscle, brain, bowels, everything. And it stimulates what's called tissue entrainment. Now, what that means is when you put pulse light that's on a specific pulsing frequency, it deals with what's called the tissue ontogeny. In other words, ectoderm, or skin, and neuroectoderm, meaning brain and nervous system, operates on frequency number 3 on the settings of the machine. Frequency number 4 is internal organs like liver, kidneys, spleen, etc., and heart. And frequency number 5 is primarily for endocrine organs like thyroid, adrenals, etc. Adrenals sit on top of your kidneys, testicles for males or ovaries for females, all the internal organs, basically that's how it works. So what I see happening, well, that's funny, what I see happening is a remarkable issue of how carrier frequencies do that. Now, what we're trying to do is have a little input jack from our audio input jack, and I just got a new device that we arrived from Less EMF, and this is an antenna about 10 inches around with a mini amp. And you simply can take your jack from your audio output from your, say, MP3 player and our sound, which are frequency sound or MP3s for the different resonant frequencies of the molecular weight of the minerals that we're trying to open the ion channels and bring them into cells and tissues. And you can just play that. Now, if you can do the same thing with microcurrent, you can do the same thing with a Rife machine. The nice thing about Lumen is because the primary energy that's transferred through the cells and tissues is your light body. And the light body is infrared. It's the vibration of molecules in solution are in the infrared light spectra. So if you could actually look at someone with a digital thermography from their skin, you'd actually see that that's where their disease is. So I'm certified in thermographic evaluations, and I had a Flexitherm digital machine as well as a digital camera system in my office in Denver. So you could actually look at somebody's illness. If they had a neuritic pain syndrome, I could look at it with a digital thermographic camera that would detect up to 100th degree difference in temperature, 1/100 of a second. And then I could also then do a scan, an axon 2 scan, that would look at their ADLNC fibers and tell you precisely down to the spinal or peripheral nerve causing their pain or the underlying tissue problems such as cancer, autoimmune disease, etc. Now, the nice thing about Lumen Photon is you don't need to fiddle with it. You just slap it over the sore body part or the part that needs to be regenerated in stem cells or the part that needs production of nitric oxide to improve circulation or the part that needs to be detoxified and just turn it on. It's amazing. You don't need to fiddle with it. That's what's neat about Lumen. Tell us some more features about Lumen pads that you particularly like.
Well, I like that they're flexible and that you can, if you need to kind of put it around a joint, so you can get, even though it penetrates really, really deeply, it also feels really good when you have an injury and an issue that you're treating. So the lights feel great when you wrap them around a joint or injury, and you get sort of that 360 action, which is really nice.
Now I need the contact for your engineers. If you can email it to me, I'll send them the information I have now from my electronic engineers and Less EMF. Because if they simply have an ear jack, a 3.5 or 2.5 ear jack, that brings an audio input into the Lumen, when the on phase of the lights, that's when a fraction of a second the light's on, it can resonantly vibrate at that light frequency for the harmonic resonancy of the particular minerals. Now, I'm going to explain how light works. All living things do what's called tissue entrainment, which means, and I'll use the analogy that was discovered several hundred years ago. They discovered when they're building bridges in Edinburgh, Scotland, that if you have soldiers march over the bridge in step, that they can literally pull the bridge apart and the rivets will pop. So you create what's called giant waves. And a giant wave is created when you actually have a harmonic resonant frequency that builds on itself and continues to build. Nikola Tesla, when he was doing his research in this lab in Manhattan back around a century ago, actually had a little device small enough he could put it in his lab coat pocket that he could attach to a pillar of a building. It would hit a pulse to that pillar and then hear an echo back, and then it would lock onto what's called a resonant frequency for that particular structure. Now, I'll explain how this works even for earthquakes. If one building falls and the building right beside it doesn't fall, it's because there's frequencies in the building that fell that are identical to the resonant frequencies in the earthquake that's coming, that's happening. If there's no resonant frequencies that match in the building beside it, the building won't create giant waves and it won't rip the building apart and make it fall. Isn't that interesting?
Now, it's very interesting.
This also explains how noise-canceling headphones and the use of telluric currents could be used to stop all earthquakes. And I've proposed this before, so I've asked engineers. One of the things that I put out a challenge, and I find very few people actually have the nerve or the guts to actually challenge me, and I've said this before, people find it pretty fantastic, but it's true, that if you present me with any problem in any area of science, politics, medicine, or whatever, I will provide you an instant answer or a framework to find the answer of any problem on Earth. Okay? That's a pretty big challenge. Now,
it is.
But when people challenge me, and I say, look, if you want to stop earthquakes in California and we want to find primary water, and if you want to protect the Earth from gravity waves from deep space, you create a Dyson sphere with specific ways of actually deflecting gravity waves, which I know how to do. If you don't do these things and collaborate with other scientists and technicians and space engineers, you're not going to have the problems. Right now what we're doing is we're experimenting with the population. I remember reading a book many years ago. At the time, I think it was 200 million guinea pigs. That's when the population of the U.S. was just over 200 million. Now we're 325 million or 27 million guinea pigs. And we're doing things like smart meters and Wi-Fi networks, because think of it this way. Think of a smart meter as a little cyber bird chirping at a resonant frequency, chirp, 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 but they're all in cadence. In other words, if you had 200 billion little birds all chirping at the same frequency and cadence, you'd create giant waves that would go through the electrical system, the ground currents through magnetite in the ground, and the waters, because water will carry it at resonant frequencies, and you'd have dirty electricity entraining all kinds of tissues and organs. And if those entraining frequencies were disruptive to cellular communication, they will affect specific ion channels and minerals. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things that I took care of is I took care of the employees at the Pratt & Whitney General Aircraft Parts Plant, and we had a serious accident back in the early 90s. And I'm like the guy Becker on that old TV show, you know, the doctor, that if you don't tell me straight up, you can drop dead and to hell with you. So I told the guys at the U.S. at the Pratt & Whitney plant, because they had an accidental loss of 100,000 gallons of hydrofluoric acid, and they had vapors that were causing people to vomit their guts up and burn the hell out of their lungs and get serious chemical skin burns. And I said, unless you tell me what the hell happened, I'm not going to do a damn thing. You guys can drop dead. So they told me everything, full disclosure. And I freaked out a little bit, because what they had is they had in the back of their Pratt & Whitney plant, they actually had a directed energy weapons system that was using terahertz waves, which are basically the same frequency as the terahertz scanners they use in the airport to look at soft x-rays to see if you're carrying a weapon or maybe a nail clipper that you could take over an aircraft. You know how ridiculous that is.
Yeah.
Or maybe some tweezers. Maybe you're going to actually tell the pilot, if you don't direct this plane, I'm going to tweeze your nasal hairs or something. I don't know. So the terahertz waves were tuned to a frequency of a specific chromosome, chromosome 16, so it would cause the release of peroxisomes and lysosomes. So if you're hit by this wave, by this collimated beam that was put on the Abrams tank or the Apache helicopter, that could shoot up to 4 or 5 miles away, and it would go through the side of a building, a jet aircraft, or whatever, a cave, and if it hit you, the first few minutes, you barf your guts up, then you start getting extremely dizzy and couldn't stand up. And then what would happen is you'd start having disseminated intravascular coagulopathy, start bleeding, and there's cardiac arrest, and your tissues would liquefy within a half an hour after you arrested.
Okay? That's terrifying.
Now, people need to know, Dr. Deagle has skill sets that are way beyond the normal. And I have a photographic memory. I'm like Mike Ross from Suits, okay? You do not expose me to stuff and not think I'm going to do Vulcan mind meld and figure out what the hell you're doing. Now, people say they want to see if they can duplicate me, including idiots like Alex Jones and others trying to see if they can copy me. Forget it, idiots. You're not going to do it. Now, the problem is that we're doing an experiment with the human population and birds and bees. And we once had a comment by Einstein that said, when the bees go, we have 4 years. That's a comment or tribute directly to Albert Einstein.
Right.
Albert was pretty. He was actually a pretty funny guy besides being a pretty smart guy. And Albert basically looked at it. Remember, now, the smartest people in a culture are quantum scientists and comedians, believe it or not. And then following that are, you know, there's various other people. Anyway, the point is that when you start having resonant frequencies from cell phones on the side of your head, because there's now controversy in lawsuits over whether they cause cancer,
Right.
Okay, or whether they open up ion channels or disrupt things. I know that when you create a resonant frequency that's therapeutic, you're actually opening up ion channels to allow those minerals to get in. And every single enzyme in your body is a monoatomic form of a mineral catalyzing the creation or the making or breaking of a bond, which then folds the molecule and you create a structural protein or an enzyme to create a metabolite that goes through a metabolic series of intermediate changes. Now, that means every mineral is in its superconductor form, which will either make or break bonds by adding electrons to a specific thing like a pi bond or a double bond or whatever, or an allopathic bond, or create a ring molecule, et cetera, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem is when you have, if you're using a Lumen machine, and you could actually, in the on frequency, let's say you have a person that has diabetes, and I give you the list of, say, five or six frequencies for chromium, vanadium, selenium, zinc, copper, and magnesium and manganese, okay? Let's say I just pull those ones up. And so I have a signature pattern of which minerals are important to actually counteract and reverse which diseases. Every disease tissue has a signature of mineral deficiencies that are tied to it. And it doesn't matter if you're eating or taking those minerals in your diet. If the ion channels are locked or closed down, they're not getting in. So, for example, if your hair's turning gray, it's not that you have a total body manganese deficiency, because manganese is necessary for the pigment enzyme to make the pigment in your hair. It means that your ion channels are closed, so you're not going to absorb those minerals and not going to make the pigment proteins so that you're actually going to have hair color and your hair's not going to turn gray. You follow? So every disease, including aging and organ dysfunction, is tied, whether there's a stealth pathogen in the tissue or a toxin or radiation effect. Every disease has a molecular signature of deficient minerals because of the shutting off of ion channels, because of the lack of telomeric biophotons to open up those ion channels. And what Lumen does is open those channels up. Now, what I want to do is augment the carrier frequencies, like a frequency for radio and television, by putting on the on phase of the lights, which might be, you know, a 200th of a second. But during that 200th of a second, there's resonant harmonic frequencies of light that will entrain the tissues and increase what's called the electron density of the cytochromes and increase the chance of what's called entraining the tissue to open the ion channels. In other words, it increases what's called the signal-to-noise ratio of the telomeres. Now, every cell, and I'm going to repeat this term for people that are mathematical bent, every cell of every living thing, right down to bacteria, nanobacteria, and whatever fungi, every cell of every living thing on our planet or anywhere in the galaxy or universe is a stochastic, nonlinear, liquid crystal supercomputer, every single cell. So if you actually could work out, and I've worked out some of the mathematics, how many calculations per picosecond do you think an average, say, skin cell is processing to be and maintain being a skin cell?
Gosh, I don't know.
I'll just give you a comparison. The amount of computing power of the entire planet, of every computer on Earth, is a billionth of a billionth of a billionth of the processing capacity of one cell in your body. All of the computers on Earth in every single system, from industrial computers to communication satellites to everything, is a tiny fraction of the computing capacity of one cell.
Wow.
Okay? Now, that not only that, all these cells act in concert, almost like an orchestra, and they have, just like we've seen birds flying in flight, and they kind of interact with each other, so they fly together, and you notice that you'll see these waves where it's like really cool. You can look at it, and you can be transfixed by watching these birds literally flying around in, you know, conjoined patterns.
Right.
Just like right now IBM has, for example, some new Starlight drones that can do that and fly patterns up in the sky, like sparkly patterns, or put up, you know, ads in the sky, and they have a light below them that are called a Starlight drone with a little cage around the little blades. So they can fly up, and they actually will create patterns in the sky. And you can have them also with white light or different colors of light. So they're going to have drone commercials in the sky where they can put up, you know, 5,000 of these little guys, and they'll actually go up and fly at a few thousand feet and create an ad in space. That's available right now. You can go online and look at it.
Wow.
Now, what I'm trying to say, I'm presenting a lecture this December. Now, people say, Dr. Deagle, you got a radio show. You don't know all this stuff. Wrong. I do the radio show to get out information on things that my colleagues wouldn't expect or don't want or going to fight against. Mm-hmm. Now, I made a lot of discoveries because, remember, I was accepted at MIT in nuclear physics from grade 11 because I taught myself quantum mechanics and had a special scholarship. I finished my PhD in marine molecular biology and genetics at 21 by sleeping on a lab floor and just didn't write the thesis, but the project, including writing the software, isolating the Vibrio marina superbacterium that had 10 million times more enzymatic capacity, creating the superculture and actually synthesizing the substrate, radioactive substrate, I did it all in 5 months.
Wow. That's
amazing. I went into medicine, and when I started making discoveries and asking questions to my knucklehead professors, they told me I should go in and get a PhD. I should go into pathology because they know everything. Unfortunately, all their patients are dead. Right? Now, of course, now we have the version of functional medicine, which is living pathology, so not all our patients are dead. Now, in functional medicine, we can do advanced quantum diagnostics, imaging studies, etc. What I want to do is I want to revolutionize everything I touch, not just mm-hmm. medicine. And I want people to understand it's a way of thinking about thinking. I can take anybody, and I can raise their IQ 10 to 20 points in 2 hours by just talking about how they think about thinking and using brain exercises. This is beyond even supplements. I can give them supplements that will increase your IQ. They talk about, you know, this formula called Limitless. If you use a combination of our nutraceuticals right now, I can make your IQ jump dramatically and your memory capacity. And I can actually quantitatively measure the parameters, including the levels in your platelets of bioamines, a quantitative electroencephalogram, blood flow studies like SPECT blood flow, and quantitative electroencephalography, as well as PET scans to prove to you that I've done it. So it's not just like Dr. Deagle's full of shit. No, I'm not. Okay? Now, the reason why this is such an important breakthrough, if you've got a child that has autism and you do transcranial therapy to reduce BAF for brain on fire, you're increasing the metabolic activity of the blood-brain barrier. You're producing ion channel minerals to go into those tissues to reduce what's called BAF or brain on fire and decrease microglial production of peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical. So, for example, if you're trying to support glutathione peroxidase activity in the brain, you give them the supplements gamma E plus and CoQ10 ubiquinol and some of other supplements like D-link, like carnosine D-link and Nutritrala. But on the other hand, you open the ion channels using a Lumen machine and you stick it on the child's head and then you put them in mild hyperbaric oxygen. All of a sudden, they go from being incomprehensible to speaking in sentences and acting rational and starting to try to interact with mommy and daddy. Now, we already can do that. We already can do this, okay? We have people who put in hyperbaric oxygen therapy, but when we add other technologies, we amplify how far and how fast you're going to get better. So if you've got a sore joint, we're going to give you Inflamax and Cell Defense Plus and Collagen Max, et cetera, tendon bender joint performance. But if I can slap a lumen pad on your knee and I can put it in anti-inflammatory frequencies and then frequencies to regenerate the glycosaminoglycan joint cartilage and the hydroviscous layer and the periarticular joint materials, which are metabolically limited because I'm increasing oxygenation, blood flow, nitric oxide production, etc. And then I can entrain the tissues to turn on the genetics to open the ion channels because the reason why someone's got a chronic recurrent, let's say, periarticular bursitis or joint arthritis, whether it's osteoarthritis, where the cytokines are increased, like nitroperoxy radical and nitric oxide, because you can actually take the synovial fluid. I worked in the synovial lab in medical school 40-some years ago. You can take it out and actually look and measure levels of cytokines now, and measures of specific types of collagen. You can actually measure pathogens like Mycoplasma hominis, and you can measure the epigenetic changes. The most important thing is if you can restore the enzymatic capacity of the tissue to heal. So that's why Lumen Photon, if we add this next layer by putting a little simple jack and playing an MP3 on the on phase of the lights, we can entrain the tissues to absorb the minerals to speed the healing.
It's pretty exciting.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on a smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there, I was out of time.
A couple of announcements. We have a lot of people requesting now that wanted to be testing sites for QRMA and Metapathy. It's really simple. Number one, you can do a time payment now on either any of our electronic devices for testing. If you're doing a testing on your immediate relatives, the QRMA test itself, with just a few paragraphs of information, is free for you and your immediate family. Now, when you're doing a consultation for someone as a service, it's a little more involved. They need to purchase 2 time units of consultation for a QRMA and 4 to 6 time units, depending on how complex it is, for a Metapathy, because I need that 11-page history form, all their medical records, imaging studies, lab work, etc. And then you can schedule the QRMA, and then you send a compressed file along with the history form, credit cards, etc. That needs to be purchased before you even do the test. If you do that, you can charge what's a reasonable fee, say $100, $150 for doing the testing and collecting the data to make sure that that person has all the information, because literally the supercomputer is me. You send that information to me, the compressed file of the QRMA. You send me all their medical records and the 11-page intake history form, and I collate and analyze it, and I produce a report that will tell you, for that person, do they need to see a specific type of specialist, surgeon, dentist, etc., or therapist, maybe a force plate analysis of their gait to determine if they need a custom orthotic, if they need to see a surgeon, if they need to have any special types of treatment. Maybe we discover that they have a high probability on a Metapathy that they have cancer. Do they need cancer marker tests or imaging studies done, or see an alternative cancer clinic and do gene-based cancer analysis, say, at the Cambridge Laboratories of Cambridge, Massachusetts? So what I provide is extremely comprehensive. I will train other doctors eventually how to do the analysis part, but all of these tests require that you purchase consultations. 2 units for a QRMA and 4 to 6 units for a Metapathy 100. This is not a minor thing. This takes many hours for me to review all the tests, to review the Metapathia Hunter analysis, and then to do a specific recommendation and follow-up. So it's very involved. It may involve we have to do conventional imaging studies, and I tell people, keep your skepticals on. If I find specific very serious problems, I'm going to want to collaborate it with conventional testing as well, imaging studies, and perhaps referrals to other doctors to do specific types of evaluation. And because it's comprehensive and functional medicine includes medicine, surgery, chiropractic, electromyography, toxicology, infectious disease, immunology, herbology, intermediate metabolism, quantum mechanics, it includes everything. And as they say, I can train doctors. The best way I found to train them is case by case. So, for example, I had a doctor last year in Santiago, Chile, who's wants me to his system to develop a comprehensive functional medicine wellness program. It's very simple, case by case. If you send me a case from Santiago, that person is going to pay for the specific consultation process. I will train the doctors how to analyze the data for that case. If we do, let's say, 20, 30, 40, 50 cases over a period of several years, you're going to have a data bank of how I approach some of the main complex problems, heart disease, brain dysfunction, depression, accelerated aging, vascular problems, diabetic retinopathy and neuropathies, dyslipidemias, obesity, polyorgan dysfunction such as, you know, hyperinsulinemia, hyperglucagonemia syndrome, hypercortisolemia, which is tied to diabetes. And I'll explain this to the doctors so they know what tests to recognize. For example, most people don't realize that for every person that has typical antithyroid antibodies and a typical hypothyroidism that can evolve over 14 years, most cases of hypothyroidism are type 2, which is diabetic or insulin resistant, and there's 30 times more of those cases than there is of typical antithyroid antibodies, often triggered off by various viruses, including glandular viruses. So, and you can identify those cases by core body temperature charts and by measuring not only the free T4 and free T3, but free reverse T3, which every lab, LabCorp and Quest can do in America, test I brought over 36 years ago from Germany. And I'm the first to recognize this, along with Dr. Otto Huhn, at the head of pathology at the University of Calgary 36 years ago, and I got persecution for it, just like I've been persecuted repeatedly, for breaking paradigms that the doctors don't want to accept at the time, but later. Not only 5 years later, Dr. Ravens published Ravens syndrome at Stanford University, but also the doctors in South Africa and Johannesburg brought up what's called the glucose, white bread glucose tolerance charts, which is a chart of 100 for white bread in terms of the glycemic index. That was my research years and years before. Just like the research that with Dr. Hal Huggins in Colorado used to get his license back and get a state law for removal of amalgams. That was my work with Dr. Murray Vimy 34 years to 35 years ago. Okay? So, call in if you have a question. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, you've heard of HGH, right? Human growth hormone? Well, actually, it's very important because it affects the way we look and feel. Remember the name Seromax HGH, S-E-R-O-M-A-X. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor. Human growth hormone is known as a hormone produced by our anterior pituitary glands in the brain. As we grow older, those levels decline. And by age 40, nearly everyone is deficient in HGH. And many of the diseases we associate with aging can be traced to those declining levels of HGH. Thankfully, there's help. Visit SeromaxHGH.com and learn about Seromax HGH. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor containing specialized growth factors and nutrients scientifically shown to help increase the levels of HGH in your bloodstream. Plus, Seromax HGH has zero known negative side effects. Visit SeromaxHGH.com. SeromaxHGH.com. Get moving and join the growing list of satisfied customers who've discovered Seromax HGH.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. And, of course, so we're talking about the Lumen Photon last segment, so we're going to talk about mild hyperbaric oxygen. The combination of our NutriMeds, which are very remarkable, don't believe any idiot out there that thinks that they have equivalent supplements. And don't go on second-guess thinking. I had someone the other day say that Alex Jones is something equivalent to our collagen max, or someone has something equivalent to something else. They're full of it. Don't believe the damn lies. And then when we have hyperbaric oxygen therapy, this is by far the Summit to See hyperbaric chambers are better than manufactured anywhere on planet Earth, whether it's Europe, China, whatever. These are amazing chambers with ergonomics, the largest chambers, the quietest chambers, the coolest chambers, and most affordable chambers. And so, you know, I tell people if you're trying to heal faster and farther and more quickly and stimulate your stem cells and turn off and detoxify the body, one of the most important things is to supply energy, and you can't have the energy without fuel supplied with oxygen that goes beyond the terminal circulation of your capillaries so that the tissues get absorption through Henry's law of oxygen. And, of course, we add an oxygen concentrator with a little ozone as well, and that makes an even greater benefit to the tissues. So welcome back, Bruce.
Thank you.
Now, your chambers have so many features, it's hard to kind of enumerate them in just one segment, but they're the best price, they're the largest, they're the most innovative. Like, you can literally roll a gurney up to one and literally zip it up, so somebody who is literally on a stretcher, you can have somebody in a wheelchair wheeled up to a vertical grand dive. You have chambers tall enough you can actually put a trampoline in them and exercise. You have chambers that are horizontal, you can sleep in it. You can have two moms and a couple of kids with autism inside there to play while the child is getting oxygenated, so that we turns off their BOF or brain on fire. You've got chambers where professional athletes can go in and get what we call oxygen doping. And by the way, they can never detect the fact you're taking oxygen. So, you know, these chambers were used, I think, 2 or 3 years ago by the winning Super Bowl team from the New York Giants. And yes, use your chambers. And I think people should also realize there really is no alternative. I looked around to see if there are other competitors, just like I look around to periodically see if there's competitors to our nutraceuticals. There isn't. Your chambers are miles ahead of anybody else. Ergonomically, larger, more comfortable, cooler, more ergonomic, more safety features, more easily repaired. Everything you can think about in a mild hyperbaric chamber, yours are superior.
And they're very unique. Yeah. They're so unique that we have two patent pendings, and we're about to add a third for a super cooling system that right. will have multiple cooling levels, industrial level, that you wouldn't need a refrigerator. Just put your food in the hyperbaric chamber. And then a yep. standard level, commercial level for those with a medium to small unit that they have in their home. We just go ahead.
Yeah, so, and you have every feature. I mean, you know, the things that will make people not go in the chambers is, number one, other competitors are too small, they're hot, they're dark, they're claustrophobic. They don't tell you what's going on in terms of your pressures inside the chamber. They don't have a dual compressor system, so they don't have that backup safety. They're not easily repaired. You have to send the whole chamber back. You can't just repair it. Your chambers are superior because they're easy to repair. Everything about them is superior. And the prices are superior. Whenever the competitor brought out something, you'd bring it out at a much better price. I mean, they have chambers that are tiny that are, we call old technology, you know, I call pre-2000 technology. Yours are always advancing literally every month, every year. You're adding new things to them, you know. And one of the things you sent me a few months ago was a music bomb, so you can actually get an MP3 player inside your chamber. And the walls of the chamber, because they're so hard, they're like harder than I call an oil drum. they actually act as a speaker amplifier, don't they?
Yes, they do. It's like the steel drums you see down in the islands. That it just gives a nice tonal quality because it's like having a speaker 6 feet by 6 feet wide.
Right.
Just, you know, it versus a little tiny speaker.
Now,
so
you know,
it really adds that tone.
You know, we were talking to Ron Klatz, and he wanted to put a combination of your hyperbaric chambers in with what's called a resonant harmonic entraining device. And I've worked out the technology now. We now have an antenna system that's under a couple hundred dollars that someone can actually play an MP3 to actually generate the resonant frequencies. We can play the MP3 itself, the resonant molecular frequencies, open up the ion channels, just with an MP3 player, either with a music bomb in the chamber or with the headphones on, you know, while they're in the chamber. The neat thing about it is the hyperbaric oxygen is like literally right after you get your NutriMeds. I strongly recommend for any serious illness like MS, rheumatoid arthritis or an autoimmune disease, post-traumatic head injuries, previous heart attacks, post-chemotherapy recovery. There's so many conditions, chronic fatigue syndrome, people that say they have Morgellon syndrome, which is agrobacterium, anaerobic bacteria that's causing systemic anaerobic bacteria infections. You're going to heal faster, quicker, and more completely with hyperbaric oxygen than any other augmenting therapy. And then if we add other stuff like, you know, Lumen Photon, Micropulse, Matrix Pulse for chronic pain syndromes, or other types of microcurrent or Rife devices, the hyperbaric oxygen, I think, is like number two right after the NutriMeds. It's amazing.
Yes, it is, and our customers love it.
Now, the cost is so simple, too. You know, we're coming up in April next year to tax day, and I tell people, we will provide you all the documentation. All your supplements are covered by your taxes, and also the cost of your chamber. The chamber is not only the best pricing in the first place, but you can also lease the chambers here in America. And either way, you can completely write it off, so it doesn't really cost you anything. Now that President Trump is in, he's going to set up health savings account. So you're getting it. First dollar, total write-off, not just partial write-off, of the cost of your chamber. So I would tell people, if you are an elite athlete or if you have serious health problems, whether you're diabetic and don't want to get neuropathy or you're in heart failure or you've had post-chemotherapy and you have a post-chemo brain or you've got chronic fatigue syndrome, you have to get a hyperbaric summit to C chamber. If you had MS and you think, well, I'm going to recover just taking the supplements, and I have one gentleman that's on the supplements and he's taking our peptides from Europe, he needs to be in a chamber. Now, he can go, and he's back and forth overseas, and you can get into a hyperbaric chamber, let's say, at 3 atmospheres. It's not necessary, but you have to get in daily. You can't just get in twice a week and get the same effect as, say, 2 hours daily in a mild hyperbaric chamber. You need to get in there. And the nice thing about an ergonomic chamber is you don't have the, how can I say, the personal negatives that make you make all kinds of excuses why, gee, I don't know if I want to get in there today, maybe tomorrow. And the maybe tomorrow crowd means they're not going to get the treatment they need every day, which they need to have every day to have the biological effects to recover. And you've dealt with that because it's like you're trying to be a closer. You're saying, hey, you don't get better by looking at, say, the treadmill when you need to do your treadmill exercises and you hang your clothes on the treadmill. You get better by going on the treadmill. Well, the same thing with these devices. If you're not using hyperbaric oxygen every day, you're not going to speed the healing or heal as much or as quickly or as far as if you're in the chamber every day.
Yeah, I found that out in college. If I put my physics book under my pillow, I didn't wake up the next morning knowing physics. It's the same thing. If you look at your chamber, you're not going to wake up feeling better.
Right. You know what's really bizarre that I find is that people think that getting well is a wishful thing. And it really takes specific action, but you have to take intelligent action. It may not be dangerous action. For example, most specialists will just say, well, we have a small bailiwick of toxic drugs we're going to give you for disease modification. And if that fails, you're just a bad patient. I take it a different view. It means that if I fail, I didn't take all the parameters of why the person was sick. I didn't fix the underlying cause of the disease. I tried to control the symptoms with powerful, dangerous drugs. Now, what we do is we don't push drugs at all. We recommend technology, diagnostics, and the integration of functional medicine intermediate metabolites through NutriMeds and technology like hyperbaric oxygen, lumen photon, etc. And we get remarkable healing. I mean, I can turn off autoimmune disease without one disease-modifying drug. But I tell people, well, now that we've turned it off, we've got to stimulate your stem cells. The most powerful stimulant is hyperbaric oxygen. We've got to get oxygen in there so the tissues have enough energy to detoxify. If you're going to regenerate tissue, you have to have the electron density in the cytochromes. And one of the most powerful ways to make a tissue alkaline, which gets rid of pathogens, is to simply oxygenate it. So there's so many things that happen when you get oxygen to deep tissues, but Henry's law means you've got to dissolve it in the tissue using hyperbaric oxygen. Now, utero is 1.2 atmospheres. So I tell people, you're not a fetus, but fetuses heal. For example, they did a recent release in the news about a little baby that had a tumor. They operated on the baby outside the mommy's uterus, opening up the amniotic sac. They put the baby back into the amniotic sac because the umbilical cord was not cut. The baby not only survived, but afterward there was no scar. So they removed the tumor, re-implanted the baby after they removed the tumor from the baby, put the baby back in the mom's uterus and amniotic sac, and delivered the baby a little bit early, but still healthy, and not even scar on the body. And I tell people, you know, hyperbaric oxygen is like that. And it's something you want to do the rest of your life. So if you've got, let's say, you know, previous cancer and you want to prevent it from returning, or you've got MS and you don't want to have another attack, or you've got autoimmune disease and you don't want the disease to take off and explode in your body, you need to be in hyperbaric oxygen. It's so simple, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You know,
yes, it is.
And what I do after my show
so
is
usable.
I get in the chamber after the show and I'll take my laptop in there. I can answer people's email and they don't even know I'm in the chamber at 1.3 atmospheres, perhaps listening to music at the same time, but I'm answering their email. And it's
well, tell your audience if they have one of our chambers and they want to call me for help on anything, call around 8 in the morning because that's when I'm in my chamber and I'll get them a better answer.
Yeah, that's 8 Central Time, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and your number is 612- 325-8243. And by the way, if you go to the link on our main website, there'll be hyperlinks, so they'll know that the referral came from us. We've got some really pleased people, not only the vets. In fact, one recent gentleman bought a chamber for himself, but also for his veterinary patients. And there's a couple of other spin-offs of the chamber. The first one is, I'd like to see you license hyperbaric cafes. So when people land in an airport and they're at 5,000 to 8,000 feet, you know, most airplanes are like at 8,000 feet in terms of the inside the cabin of the aircraft. So you can make people reoxygenate their brains after they've been traveling for hours at 8,000 feet. Number two, I'd like to see hyperbaric mass units so that the military has mass unit hyperbaric chamber tents that can have an airlock, and they can actually link these all together and have a mass unit for burns and trauma and so on. So the trauma victim immediately is getting oxygenated. I'd like to see hyperbaric spas. And spas can be hooked up in a regular conventional building, or can be even hooked up and set up underneath water, because basically the chambers are going to be under 10 feet of water.
I'd like exactly, to see, and they have deep-sea hotels now.
Right.
You are pressurized.
I'd like to see hyperbaric helicopters for emergency mass evacuation, because when you get a higher altitude, if you've got somebody who's already, let's say, a major bleed or trauma, you don't want to lower their perfusion pressure and their oxygenation. You want to maintain that the same way as we need hyperbaric ambulances. So when you get in the ambulance, they should be able to very quickly get it up to 1.3 atmospheres. So while they're doing CPR on you, or while they're giving you, let's say, blood expansion products, et cetera, or just Ringer's lactate, that you're not you're getting oxygenated, so you're less likely to get more than just a golden hour. Maybe you have a golden hour and a half or 2 hours. You know, and I'd like to see burn units where the entire burn unit is hyperbaric. I want to see hyperbaric, let's say, greenhouses, ones that are maybe small enough to put in your window. So you want to grow super plants. You could literally have a hyperbaric chamber where you also had a cylinder to put up 1,000 parts per million of carbon dioxide, because if you had our special mineral chaperones like indium and iridium, and these minerals now are being resonantly infused into the tissues of the plant you're trying to grow, you're going to have higher mineral and vitamin content. And because of the hypercarbic, hyperbaric situation, they're going to grow 10 times faster than normal food. You'll have, you'll have grapes the size of grapefruit. You'll have tomatoes that'll have incredible color and vitamin content. And a lot of people don't realize, if they're a prepper, having a mild hyperbaric greenhouse is simply taking a chamber, let's say, for a pet and modifying it to just add a cylinder for CO2. It's that simple. So
exactly,
and you can have
a track team in there running in circles, generating CO2.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's another thing. We could have hyperbaric gymnasiums or exercise rooms where the entire room is basically a hyperbaric chamber. You know, hyperbaric exercise. Imagine people doing hyperbaric, yoga and exercise. What kind of market would there be? There'd be a huge market. People say, well, I want to have a 20 by 30 hyperbaric chamber. Maybe you use what I call like Lego blocks that can interlock together and would create enough of a seal that just by its mechanics, it would actually create an increasing seal as the pressure went up. So it wouldn't have more leaks. It would actually be a tighter seal.
Recently, they took down the largest hyperbaric chamber in the world. It was called the Metrodome, where the Vikings played. It had a canvas roof that was lifted by air pressure. And the interesting thing is, just before the end of the game, they would super pressurize the chamber, the Metrodome, because when people left, they get blown out of the building through the open doors, letting the air out.
That's too funny. So
there'd be a catcher outside the door to catch hats.
Oh, you're kidding. That's funny. A catcher to catch hats. That's quite funny. So, yeah, these are very doable, aren't they?
Yes,
in fact, absolutely. When I talked to Ron Klatz, who's the head and founder of A4M, American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and our vision of a research spa laboratory stem cell clinic for life extension would be in Encinitas, just south of the border of San Diego and Mexico, about 70 miles south of Tijuana, along the coast in a beautiful area. And it would be an underwater facility that would have laboratory, surgical facilities, and spa. And you could go in there for a week or a month and we would do everything to put you into what's called epigenetic field therapy rooms. The entire facility would be mild hyperbaric. You'd go in there and check in, and you'd be staying there for, say, days, weeks, or a month or more. And you do everything from stem cell therapies to detoxification to whatever, and all of it would be mild hyperbaric. That's where I see things going. Mild hyperbaric needs to penetrate our culture. And by the way, it is in China. 80% of the hyperbaric chambers on the planet are in China. Interesting. But they don't have good quality mild hyperbaric chambers. They just have these big clunky things.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. us here. By the way, if you want to get a hold of Bruce, contact me here at Nutra Medical, Dr. Bill Deagle, 888-212-8871. You can call Bruce directly as well at the Summit to see either get Bruce or his wife, Judy, 612-325-8243. 612-325-8243. Or you can go to the direct link on our front of Nutra Medical, which shows you the Summit to see chambers, or under the product line, you can actually take the hyperlink. That'll also send them a cookie so they'll know the referral came from us. So do tell them that you're referred by here at Nutra Medical. I'd like to see all these innovations at some time or other in the next, say, decade happen so your company becomes a leading company for mild hyperbarics in every aspect, whether it's a hyperbaric cafe or mass units. You mentioned on the break even cutting apart an old aircraft. You can create a central airlock and actually have a whole bunch of these, if you want to call it like mass units or operating rooms, take all the seats out of an aircraft, large aircraft, and turn it into an operating room. Pretty easy, hey?
Yes, it is. And you could combine them together so you would have like the equivalent of a wing in a hospital.
With exactly, pretty cool.
10, 20, 30 of these.
Yeah, I also have another idea, and I threw this out some, I think, last year. The idea you can create a almost like a Lego block thing, an airlock Lego block, where these blocks could be put in almost any configuration possible, like Legos, and they would create a hyperbaric room or a hyperbaric building, and you could actually snap them together, and they would create an expanding seal, literally on the very basis that the pressure would actually seal them. And I'm sure that you could make something like that. You can make something creative or innovative that literally you get a bunch of boxes of these and literally just snap them together yourself, or a contractor could, in a room, and you actually create a hyperbaric room that's based on the fact that the very structure of these little seal panels would actually create the hyperbaric chamber itself, and you'd literally walk in with a box, and a few hours later, you'd have a hyperbaric room. Thank you, Bruce. Again, this is one
You're
of the
welcome.
Amazing things. If you are not healing and you want to protect yourself, if you're an elite athlete and want to stay well, if you want your stem cells to regenerate, if you want to detoxify, if you want to live longer and live well, increase your lifespan, not your death span, you need to be in a hyperbaric chamber every day. After the show today, I will be. You should be, too, if you want to stay young and, stay, as I say, the vigorous elderly. The time of healthy elderly is coming, and it's available now. NOW is something to see. Back in a moment with hour number three, we're going to have Dr. Bob Peel on. Autopsy of the amazing discovery that we, the citizens, can overcome the crazy pundits and the pollsters and their lies. Back in a moment with Hour 3.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.